Are you posting and posting on social media or sending email upon email, but not getting the conversion that you need? We've got you. We've created our first ever live webinar just for you on April 3rd that is going to break down how to create a real estate brand that converts.
You know, those relationships you have on Instagram where you feel like you're really good friends, but you don't really actually know that person at all because you've never met in real life? We're going to break down all the steps to turn that online relationship into an in real life relationship that converts and actually gets you a paycheck.
Head to busbenchbabes.com/convert today to sign up for this free live webinar on April 3rd.
Grab your seat. We cannot wait to meet all of you. And again, head to busbenchbabes.com/convert.
See you there.
You meant to send that email, right? You got busy. You forgot. You had no idea what to send. And honestly, you just don't feel like it. I feel you. I've been there. And today I'm going to make it so easy for you. I'm sharing 10 emails for you to send this month, breaking it down, giving you the content so you can just start writing and start pressing send. Let's dive in.
You're listening to the Girl Get Your Face Off a Bus Bench podcast, where we invite you to check your ego at the app, grab a cup of coffee, and get ready to dive into all things real estate marketing, social media, friendship, hardship, love, money mindset, and all the things that celebrate you as a badass boss babe.
We're here to encourage you, show up for you, give you a loving kick in the pants when you need it most, and be your soft place to land on the hardest of days. So pull up a seat at our table and get ready to be inspired and start living your best life by design.
Welcome to the Girl Get Your Face Off a Bus Bench podcast. We are so excited you're here.
Okay, girls, let's dive in.
Okay, Bus Bench babes, it is Christy here and I am back talking all about email. This is something I'm so passionate about. If you have been around here for even a minute, you have heard me share how much I am obsessed with email marketing. Email marketing is the one thing that is going to push your business further with the least amount of effort and the least amount of money. It's freaking awesome. I can't count how many times I've heard from another business owner, a friend, realtor, that they have no idea what they should actually be sending, that they're just stuck because they don't know where to start. Now, I did a whole podcast episode on what to do if you're stuck in a content rut, and I'm not going to dive into that today. But what I am going to do is give you 10 topics that you can write. These apply to all of you. If you're a realtor or a small business owner, these apply to all of you that you can take and just start writing and start sending. And they're easy. It's something that you could do probably in a couple of hours, and you'll have all your email set up for the rest of the month. So let's dive into this. 10 emails to send this month. Okay, first thing I want to mention is do not throw this topic into Google. I decided, let me toss this into Google and see if Google has anything to share with me that'll contradict what I say. Let's just give this a whirl. And oh my gosh, what is being told to realtors, if you're a realtor on here specifically, what is being told to you to send is, oh my gosh, half of it's garbage. Don't listen to Google. Do not send half of the things that they are telling you to send when you toss that question into Google as a realtor, please, because it is completely eliminating the entire brand piece of your business. Hear me out here through this episode, and I hope that this resonates a little bit more with you and feels a little bit more aligned in your life, in your business. So if you're a realtor, number one thing that you can send to your clients right now, first email would be, what your buyers need to know for the spring market of 2024 right now. Now, do not go and copy and paste what someone else is saying. Go ahead and take it, you know, for a little bit of info, but put your own spin on it. Your clients want to hear from you. They want your point of view. They want to know why you are the expert, what you believe, what you think. No one is going to share this the same way that you do. So send an email speaking directly to your buyers from your point of view, from your brand voice. Second email. Very simple. What your sellers need to know in this market. Again, from your point of view, you don't need to copy someone else. Like, what do you think? I want to hear from you. We already know what the media is saying. We already know what these large coaching organizations are telling us to say. I want to hear from you. What is it that you believe sellers need to know in this market? Number three, behind the scenes with your team. If you have a team or you're a solo agent, you can do this as well. What are you up to? Show them what makes you special. What makes your team special? What makes you special? I want to see what you're doing behind the scenes that I don't see when we talk on the phone or we talk via email and you'd show me houses and we go to closing. Like, I want to see the rest of it. Like, what are you up to? Make me fall in love with your entire team. Make me fall in love with you and your brand before we even work together. Number four, a customized CMA. Give them your professional opinion on what their home is worth. Do this with some personality. Do this with your brand voice. It doesn't need to be a super stale like, hi, my name is Shelly and I am XYZ Realtor. And this is what I think your home value is worth. Please email me for more information. Actually, never say that. Never say that ever. You can simply say, hey, it's Christy. I miss connecting with you. I just saw on Facebook that your little one turned 3. Awesome. I love seeing your updates. Hey, I was just taking a peek at your home value and realized it really went up. I put together a customized home valuation because I really want you to have all the information. So awesome to connect with you. Always here if you need anything. Done. That's it. You're not asking them for anything. You are sharing that you're genuinely excited to connect with them, that you're genuinely excited to be in their life and their circle, that they pay attention to what you're doing. You're showing interest in their life and you're providing value to them. You aren't asking for anything in return. That comes later. All right, number five, request a review or request a referral. These are something that you can very humbly do. You do not have to be like, I don't want to ask for a review or referral. This can very easily be part of your workflow after a closing with a client or working with a client. However, if it isn't and you have tons of past clients that you've never asked for a referral from, never asked for a review from, this is a fantastic opportunity to do this. Now, if you are only serving them via email with real estate, real estate, real estate, real estate, press pause here. Don't just ask them for a referral or a review. Give them a little bit of you. Let them see who you are. Let them get to know your brand and then ask them, hey, I loved working with you. I loved and share an experience that you had with them. I'm thrilled that you were able to find the home that was perfect for you. Your business means the world to me. Would you refer me to a friend? There you go. Or, hey, loved working with you so much. Would you take a moment and leave a review for me? Here are the steps to do so and lay it out exactly how they get to your Google page. All right, number six, share a recent trend you are seeing in homes. This is so easy. There are so many new styles, new trends going on in homes, new construction, DIY stuff. This is such an easy topic to explore, and this is one that your clients are probably going to love. So share what you're seeing out there. Let them know that you're the expert in the industry, that you're paying attention to everything, not just whether or not they want to buy or sell. Number seven, a warm-hearted personal check-in. This is one that honestly can feel the scariest, and I totally get it. You're going out on a limb here. You are opening up. You are really warming up that friendship between the two of you as a client relationship. And so what you can say is, how are you? How's life? I love so much that Beth will actually pick up the phone and call a client and check in with them and see how they are. She is doing this not because she's trying to get something from them. She genuinely loves her clients and wants to connect and let them know that she's thinking of them. If you just can't pick up the phone, do this in email or do both. Try them both and see how it goes. You might get more response one way or the other, but this is one where I think the beauty of it is in the phone call. However, it also works in the email. How are you? How's life? How's your son doing? How are your parents? Whatever you know about them, like engage with them and show genuine interest in their life. Number eight, share what's going on with you. What's new in your life? Have you tackled something new? And I don't just mean work-wise, I mean personal-wise. Who are you aside from work? How can they fall in love with you besides they love the fact that you're an amazing realtor or an amazing business owner? Tell me something about you. Share an experience that you've had recently. Share something you've learned. Share something from your heart. Like, let me know you. Number nine, lead nurturing email. This is a big one. This is an important one and one that is easy to push off, but one that is very, very important. So this can be set up as a series, as a marketing funnel, or you can start it as a one-off. So like, Here's 10 emails to send this month. Let's get this one going. A lead nurturing email is going to be that first step to nurture someone onto your full-on email list. And also that, like, consider it like that warm handshake, right? Why you want to be here? How can I serve you? What they can expect? I dive deep into how to create a successful email marketing funnel on episode 104. This will give you all the details on how to actually make the rest of this series work for you and your business. But for now, go ahead and get started. Number 10, share a warm-hearted recent client experience, what it's like to work with you. I don't want this to feel fake. Please don't throw this into ChatGPT. Please just don't. Just stop yourself right there for this one. But share a recent experience. Share details. You don't have to give details about your clients. You can keep it very private, but you can share what the experience was like for you and how your business is different and how you serve. Share what that was like. Let them know what it's going to feel like, not just be like, what it's going to feel like to work with you in your business. This is something that we all want to know. Like, if I'm going to work with any business, what is it going to feel like? How am I going to feel during the process? How am I going to feel leading up? How am I going to feel after the process? Am I going to just be done and I'm just like, that was terrible? Like, give them an idea of what that experience was like firsthand for you and for your client. Okay, I said 10, but I'm going to give you one bonus here. Number 11 or bonus here is send an event invite. Not all of us have the budget for events. We rock events at the BPR Experience. Our events are so much fun. However, I get that not all teams have the budget for it. Or if you're a solo agent, maybe you don't either. Can you think of a way to get together in person with your clients? You know, even if it doesn't have to cost a ton, right? Can you figure that out? Can you do a brewery event? Can you just do a meetup somewhere? Can you engage like a few of them to go for like a coffee sort of thing? What can you do? We're doing a sip and shop this spring. It's fantastic. We do brewery events. We do fall events. We do holiday events. That's how we operate here. So this bonus email is, hey, this is going to be happening, and just kind of prepping them for that so then they can get excited. You can even let them know about multiple events throughout the year. So I love this, and it's a great tie-in and also a great tie-in to sending a text reminder or picking up the phone and calling them. So those are my top 10 plus a bonus emails that you need to be sending this month that are going to push your business forward and eliminate the question of, I have no idea what to send. All right, Best Bench Babes, I hope that was helpful. I'm excited to hear how this goes. Hit me up on social, let me know. But until next time, remember to keep your face off a bus bench and keep being the badass boss babe that you are.
Okay, girls, are you feeling as inspired as we are? We're over here cheering you on because you just finished another episode of the Girl Get Your Face Off a Bus Bench podcast.
If you want more, head over to girlgetyourfaceoffabusbench.com for show notes and more episodes. And don't forget to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review. They mean the world to us, and they're what keep us going.
Girl, thanks for being here.